and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. Now, recently there was an LDS devotional held in Salt Lake City, and it was broadcast all over the world, and it featured Elder Richard J. Maines and his wife Nancy. Now, Elder Maines is a member of the LDS leadership group, the Quorum of the 70, and the theme of their talks for that night was learning and increasing faith in the first vision. And if you're not familiar, the first vision refers to the event when Joseph Smith was just a boy living in New York. He struggled knowing which church in his community to join, and he decided to pray about it and ask God. So what happened afterwards, after he went to this small forest near his home to pray, he was met with a miraculous vision where he saw and spoke with both God the Father and his son Jesus Christ. Now, they told Joseph that they needed him to restore Christ's true church on the earth again, and thus began the LDS Church in the 1800s. Now, both of the Maines talks were really inspiring, but today I want to discuss Sister Nancy Maines' remarks on how learning about and gaining a testimony of the first vision affected her decision to join the church. She was a convert later in her life. And today we have Reagan Gabatus in the studio with us, who had a big role in this recent devotional. She got to lead the congregational hymn and got a front row seat to the Maines talks. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be here.
So first of all, how did you feel about the devotional overall?
It was a lot of fun going and listening. I always love getting to go into the tabernacle and feel like I'm with so many other people that are my age that are wanting to learn more from our leaders. And so it's always a fun experience for me to be able to watch the worldwide devotionals when they're broadcast. And so it was even more fun to be a part of one live.
So specifically in Sister Maines' talk, she spoke first in the devotional. She mentioned that her knowledge of the first vision was so important in her life and in her decision to join the church. Why do you think that is? Why do you think it's so important for LDS members to know that the first vision was a true and actual event?
I think it's such a part of our of all of our beliefs, because it shows that God still speaks to anyone. Joseph Smith was just a 14-year-old boy, and that it seems like so great that the all-powerful God would talk to a small boy. Mm-hmm. And so if he would talk to Joseph Smith, then why can't he talk to us in modern days today? And so it's kind of just a really important thing for everyone to be able to realize that Joseph Smith, truly, if he could experience these things, then anyone can gain a testimony and can learn about the gospel as well.
Right. No, I completely agree. It gives you faith that if you have another question or a problem in your life, because God talked to Joseph Smith and he's talked to prophets throughout history, why can't he talk to me? Or you or anyone if they're struggling with something. And I think that's a really comforting part of the doctrine of the restoration. Now, a lot of people, especially millennials, seem to really struggle with parts of LDS church history, and they seem to let it affect their faith, and it makes them question their testimony sometimes. What would you say to someone who's really struggling with their testimony of the first vision in Joseph Smith?
Well, you know, I think a lot of what we have to realize is the things that people have doubts about. I'm a family history major, I was family history major at BYU, and in all my history classes, we learned about presentism and how we think of our lives where we are today and try to put our own knowledge as it is on other people back then. And so the things that we don't really agree with or are struggling with, a lot of those things we can't really grasp all of those details of why they did certain things. But I think we need to, rather than focus on the things that we're struggling with in our testimonies about those times, we need to focus on the things that still we know hold true in our own lives, that we can focus on the things that we believe on and hold fast to understanding and or to what we do know, and then understanding of other things will come along mm-hmm. as we pray and work on it.
Right. And I think it was Elder Holland who said we need to hold the ground that we've already won and build on that foundation of truth that we do know, and not focus so much on the things we're still questioning or still figuring out, but we move forward and keep adding to the things that the Lord has already revealed unto us. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's really interesting. I hadn't heard of presentism, before, but that's a really good point because we don't understand the reasons why things happened the way they happened in the past. So how do you think someone could strengthen their testimony of the first vision and the restoration?
Well, I think just by following Joseph Smith's example, who, when he read James 1:5, and it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. So just like he went and knelt in prayer to find answers to the questions that he's had on his mind, we can also go and pray and to find out for ourselves if we know these things are true. And we will have some type of confirmation. And it's different for everyone because we're all individuals. We all have different things about us anyway. And so somehow the Lord will answer our prayers in different ways that will help us specifically.
That's really great advice. Yeah, I absolutely agree. So what do you do on a regular basis or daily to strengthen your own testimony of the gospel?
I mean, there's always those answers that everyone gives in Sunday school classes.
Mm-hmm.
Pray, read my scriptures. And those are things that are so important. The reason they're answered all the time is because they're so true to make sure that we really are. But one of the things that I also love to do is I love to listen to conference talks just as I'm getting ready for the day or other things. And just to learn more about our modern day prophets, and try to learn more from their principles that they speak every 6 months to us. And
right. Absolutely. And because general conference talks and general conference, you know, only happens twice a year. So it's very up to date with the things that we need based on the things that are going on in the world today. It's up to date with the information that we need to know to be protected from temptation and from evil, but it's modern scripture. And I think if you have a testimony that is true and that is worthwhile and good in your life, you know, that is built upon the scriptures of the past, and upon the restoration is the whole reason why we have General Conference today. So I totally agree with you. Look, you know, studying the modern revelations of the prophets and apostles and other leaders of the LDS Church really can affect your testimony on a daily basis. Now, if you know, a lot of investigators of the church or non-members of the LDS Church kind of question whether or not Joseph Smith could have been a prophet or not, or if he was just a good person or thought that he saw a vision or maybe didn't. How do you think you could use the first vision story in a conversation with someone about sharing the gospel with them?
I think a lot of it, I would kind of bring up the points that a lot of this would be very hard for a 14-year-old boy to imagine, to come up with on his own. So much of what he experienced was new doctrine, and it was a restoration of the old gospel that hadn't been around for a very long time. And so as he is experiencing these things, it would be very hard for someone to come up with something, with a story about that. And then later, as he was translating the Book of Mormon and everything as well, so many parts of the Book of Mormon, he didn't have a very high education. He didn't have worldly wisdom in order to be able to come up and compose something like that. And I think that part of the reason that Heavenly Father picked such a simple young person to do this was because there was no way he could fabricate this whole thing on his own as a young child. And that it's really important just to remember that Heavenly Father chose Joseph for a specific purpose, and that on his own, he couldn't have done everything that he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would be a good thing to point out to someone who might be questioning, who is this Joseph Smith person, and why would God have spoken to him? And I love what Elder Maines goes on to say in his talk after Sister Maines, that God has always spoken to prophets, and a lot of the time they're young boys, like Daniel and Samuel and Isaac. And, you know, this is kind of the Lord's pattern. So, you know, if the Lord's consistent and if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, why would he change from that process and that pattern of revealing truth to the earth through humble, teachable people that are willing to learn and willing to know? So thank you very much for being here today. We appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us.
You are so welcome.
And again, if you have missed the Maine's Worldwide Devotional that happened on May 1st, you can watch, read, or listen to it on mormonchannel.org, and be sure to share it with your family and friends who may need it at this time. And our quote of the day comes from one of the counselors in the LDS presidency, Dieter F. Uchtdorf, and he said, "I count Joseph Smith among those whose testimony of Christ helped me to develop my own testimony of the Savior." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.